Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we're going to talk today about the sports history of August 7th and some of the greatest events and players and athletes that have ever played games that we love to watch and learn about. And we're going to talk about some great uniform numbers that these players wore, too. These numbers are, there's a plethora of them. Number 3, 8, 32, 11, 24, 41, 12, 31, 25, 80, 22, 93, 68, 57, 44, and the number 51. It's all going to start off in our timeline of August 7th, 1907. The Major League Baseball's Washington Senators franchise, the legendary pitcher for them, Walter Johnson, wins his first of 416 career wins. It was a 7-2 victory over Cleveland that day. And on August 7th, 1929, New York Yankees slugger Babe Ruth, the eventual player that would wear number 3 for the Yankees and have that number retired, tied an MLB record by hitting grand slams in consecutive games for the second time in a 13-1 victory over the Philadelphia Athletics. And then August 7, 1972, Yogi Berra, number 8, Sandy Koufax, number 32, Lefty Gomez, number 11, Early Wynn, number 24, Josh Gibson, number 11, Will Hardridge, and Buck Leonard, number 32, along with Ross Youngs, were all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. August 7, 1978, Eddie Matthews, number 41, Addy Joss, and Larry McPhail are all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame for that year in Cooperstown. August 7, 1992, the Orlando Magic sign NBA number 1 draft pick Shaquille O'Neal, who wore number 32 for the Magic that season. August 7, 1999, Tampa Bay third baseman Wade Boggs, number 12, became the first MLB player to hit a home run for his 3,000th hit on the Devil Rays 15-10 loss versus the Cleveland Indians. How would you like to have that, your milestone plateau of 3,000 hit, and it's a wall clear, you know, clearing the bases off. So, great job by Wade Boggs. August 7th, 2004, Chicago Cubs pitcher Greg Maddux, number 31, entered his name into the history books with his 300th career win in the Chicago Cubs 8-4 triumph over the San Francisco Giants at SBC Park. August 7th, 2007, San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds, who wore number 25 with them, hit his 756th career home run. It was a monumental one, too, as it broke Hank Aaron's long-standing MLB record of home runs. August 7th, 2010, Jerry Rice, number 80, Emmett Smith, number 22, John Randall, 93, Russ Grimm, number 68, Ricky Jackson, number 57, Floyd Little, number 44, and Dick LeBeau, who wore number 44 as well, were all enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. August 7th, 2016, the Miami Marlins veteran Japanese outfielder Ichiro Suzuki, wearing number 51, became the 30th member of the 3,000-hit club in a 10-7 win versus the Colorado Rockies. And just think about that. You know, Ichiro played over in Japan for part of his career before coming to the major leagues. So getting that 3,000 hits, you know, and that span that he played here in the States is quite remarkable. Great ball player, as well as all the other athletes that we talked about today. Hope you enjoyed this little bit of history. If you want more, we come back each and every day with our little sports breaks here on the Sports Jersey Dispatch. You can also find great sports history on Sports History Network, JerseyDispatch.com, and PigskinDispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.